When we come to see the teddy bear here to play, if you don't come play with us, then we will kill you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, after such a long time. And it feels really good to listen to the anchor music, you know, when you start recording and you start calling. Yeah. And then there's this specific music, which feels really warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, it feels so weird. Non-judgmental. No, you're not. I can see.
Oh, happy Halloween, by the way.
Oh, happy Halloween to you too. I'm sure we've got our creepy, scary stories to share.
Oh yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, all the episodes we recorded previously were about the paranormal and the supernatural and demonic dreams and all that stuff.
That's
like
not scary.
Yeah, it's just we are sharing our real experiences. And the funniest bit is today's Halloween and most of the people would be covering that. But we would be talking about the real scary stuff and the real ghouls in our lives, which are
like, people need to listen to this. People don't realize it. Yeah, they're everywhere. Like, everywhere. They're taking over this world, for God's sake.
You don't say.
Yeah, it's actually scary. And they look so normal. They look like common people. They look like you and me. But then only a few people know exactly how bad they are. It's just
till they start, you know, in Shane's words, they start diarrheaing everywhere. He uses it as a verb. Oh my God.
Shane's a legend. Yeah.
He is, totally.
Oh, God.
So
yeah,
I'm having some really spooky Halloween experiences of my own with humans, of course, which are like the scariest. I'm not putting it out there because it's scary. Or maybe I will. Who cares? I'll cross my fingers I would trade a demon with the human experience any day. Oh no. Why did I do that on Halloween?
It's Halloween.
But I'm just
so
pissed at human beings.
Imagine if Samhain comes knocking down your door.
That'd be awesome. Oh, poor.
Samhain might be cool. Yeah. He's not like a pathetic little demon. He's actually like cool. There's like literally the whole world follows him. The whole world actually celebrates his what do you call it? His coming into this world day, whatever. I don't think it's the birthday. I think he was just risen from hell, whatever. But yeah, like, he's cool. Like, he made it. All those demon guys. Yeah, all the other demons are just so jealous of him.
I guess.
I don't want to die.
Same. Sometimes I do, but not right now. So yeah, no, we're on the same page.
Yeah. Like, I would rather die on a day which is not Halloween because, like, I want people to remember my death. I don't want people to think, oh, Halloween, yay, go trick-or-treating. Oh, there's a dead
I, on the other hand, totally want to die on Halloween because, so that, you know, I can, it will have an extra spook factor. Somehow when, you know, people who know me wish each other Halloween or don't even wish each other, they'll have this running in the back of their minds that, you know, there was this cow who died on Halloween and they'll try to remember if they ever pissed me off, you know. So it will give an extra edge to it, which would make me feel really great about myself.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I mean, if you have a chance of coming back as a ghost, as a vengeful spirit, I think Halloween is probably your best show. If it's not going to happen
that's
on Halloween,
what they say,
it's never going to happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's actually
true?
Might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. I just tweeted right now. I was sitting and thinking. Yeah. So I tweeted that, you know, I just came up with a theory and it sounds about right. that you know, Halloween is a time when the boundaries between humans and the supernatural are the most diluted, if you know what I mean. So yeah. No wonder by on Christmas dinners and, you know, everything that is comes after, immediately after Halloween, everyone behaves as if they're possessed by demons, don't you think? So it really makes sense. Yeah, it so does. It makes sense. So basically, yeah. Halloween is preparing us, some people in your life who are like slightly evil, who are already open to evilness. You know, they are like, you know, it's like a door is ajar. It's easier to get into a house where the door is already ajar. So where there's a little bit of evil already there. So it's maybe it's easier for the demons or the evil stuff or whatever is out there to, you know, pick on their victims, to who to host on and, you know, whoever makes it easier. So, so the cranky people in the family, they become crankier. And I don't know how it works,
really,
but
think about it.
I'm just having a hard time.
No. I mean, it actually makes a lot of sense. And now I'm thinking about it. Like, the whole concept of Halloween is that the reason why it's like the end of October is because people used to sacrifice or rather, they used to gift like all of their best crops and everything to Samhain.
Best and then, cocks, like, excuse me?
Best crops, not
crops.
Cocks.
Okay.
Best cocks don't exist, for God's sake.
I thought you just gave an explanation of where all the best cocks just disappeared to. Anyways,
yes, Sam,
yeah. Yeah, best crops. Okay.
Yeah. So, basically, they used to like leave these little gifts outside their homes, so Samhain wouldn't take their children, and Rimas to hide from them. So the idea was he would take that, and then he would bless everyone, and then he would be happy and satisfied because obviously he's getting his feeding. Obviously.
Oh my God! Sounds like dowry. Anyways.
Yeah,
I'm just sensitive today.
Too close.
Go
to
on. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you really think about it, like the people, like the cranky people, as you mentioned, I think everyone has like a little bit of a demonic side in them. And like on Halloween, that demonic side gets fed up. Like it gets like fed up in the sense, like it gets a lot of treats, it gets a lot of candies and sweets and everything. And, you know, what if it's like
all symbolic? Like the, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, not really. I'm talking in
Of course. Like, just for the listeners out there who have the same IQ as I have. Anyway, yeah.
Like, what if the people who, like, you know, we just think, oh, yeah, this person's just a little bit evil, or this person's just having a hard time and everything. What if they're actual demons? Like, what if they're actual demons in disguise pretending to be
human? Is that a question? Is that a rhetoric question, or are you expecting an answer out of me? Because
no.
I'm full of answers today.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm just thinking, like, what if there's like some sort of a system that they can only like, it's kind of like charging your phone. Like, you can only charge your phone on Halloween and it will last for the whole year. So Christmas, New Year, all of these events, like the batteries are quite high. So they're like in full swing. They're like making your life miserable. But as the year goes along, it kind of a little bit, so you don't notice
I
the demonic
so, yeah.
side as much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's just hope you can make them miss a Halloween, make them miss their recharge time, and hopefully they die.
Ew. Okay.
It's such a bad thing to say, sorry.
If death is permanent, sure. No, but sometimes, you know, everyone is thinking it, but not saying it because it's a bad thing to say. It's like a brainwash thing going on. But sometimes... there are some people, especially we all have hopefully just one. I mean, let me assume one or two people in your life or family who just really make your life hell. And there's no reason. They don't have any reason to do that, but they just do it for entertainment. And if that's not evil, I don't know what is. So, you know, the person on the receiving end is miserable. They try to communicate. They do whatever they want. It doesn't matter who the person is. It can be a friend. It can be a colleague. Not friend. Friends are usually nice, but colleagues or your boss or your mother-in-law or whatever,
sister-in-law.
You know, your husband, your sister-in-law or in-laws, anything attached with Satan in-law, nobody cares. So anybody, basically, I'm trying to cover a lot of relationships here, and I think I just did. But some people are just evil and they love to see the other person in pain. only for their entertainment. And I'm not assuming this. I'm not like looking at the slot with a filter, or because I think I'm a logical person and I'm not like totally nuts or something, hopefully. So, but I have really dealt with situations this personally, and I have even seen them, you know, and I'm sure everybody has seen them happening to somebody else or happening to yourself. Bullies, for example, you know, I'll just take a small example, which is easy to understand. School bullies, you know, why do they do what they do? Entertainment, they like it. That's it.
It all boils.
There are some people who have to be told to be nice because I mean, why isn't it, you know, a default setting? I don't get it.
I mean,
it's a weird thing, frankly. Yeah.
I mean, just like every like I'm gonna just take on the example of school bullies. Mm-hmm. I mean, they always have a backstory, or like most of the times they have a backstory. Sometimes they're just like evil, but like most of the times they're just like bored and they're not happy and completely satisfied with their life. And I feel like all these bullies in our families and you know, like in our circle, I feel like
their main problem is that family or whatever.
I feel like their main problem is that they just are not happy with their life and they just can't deal with the fact that someone else is, and they just have to like butt in and change that and, you know, make the other person feel miserable. A lot of the times, like, I'm gonna take like a very stereotypical example. Everyone knows that your mother-in-law is always going to cause problems no matter what happens. But if you really think about it, their mother-in-law did the same thing for them. And now they feel like it's
only the guy's the same mom, basically, because the girl's mom usually stays away. I mean, I mean, women usually, not all, but women usually. I think it's like in societies where patriarchy is like strong, women already draw boundaries because they're just like, they're used to it. I don't know how to put it. But, you know, usually the guy's mom, oh my God, it's like, I mean, stories have been written, movies have been made, and people who say, no, it's not like that. And, you know, you're it's all in your head, they're delusional AF. So shut up, I'm not talking to you, whoever you are. So yeah, coming back to this topic. Yes, so, you know, this is like a prime example. I'm talking about it because I've just faced it. And, you know, it's like, it's just entertainment. I'll bully you. I'll make your life miserable because I have nothing else to do. I mean, I do have other things to do, but this is like a really juicy, gossipy thing, entertaining thing to do. Bullying you gives me so much happiness and satisfaction. That I'll just go ahead and do it and you can't stop me. Otherwise, I'll play victim and I'll cry, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so that's my second point. Like, the other reason why people like to do it is because they get to play victim. They get to, like, people sympathize with them because, like, obviously everyone sympathizes with old people, even though old people are the worst people in the world. I shouldn't say this, but, you know.
Some are really sweet. Santa Claus is sweet.
Santa Claus is a devil, though. For God's sake. Did you not know the story?
Like, I know. It's like Santa, Satan, interchangeable anagram. I don't know. Yeah,
Santa
I do.
Like basically Antichrist. Sorry, Antichrist. Yeah.
Anti-Claus. I'm Anti-Claus. Yeah, okay.
I'm anti-everything.
Okay.
But
anti-acid. Sorry.
It's a classic.
That's a meme, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like a lot of the times, like, older people get sympathized with a lot. And I mean, I'm not trying to be horrible.
Just because they're,
because of their age.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Which is, I think it's a kind of discrimination. Like, you can't, only because someone's young doesn't mean they're always going to be wrong or they're always going to be able to deal with stuff by themselves.
Yeah, you can be a little lenient, I agree, but not like, you know, whatever, you can do whatever you want, you can do whatever you say, you can hurt as much as you want because you have limited time on earth, and you take a toll on somebody else's mental health. You get a get like a free pass sometimes, and I don't think that's fair. I think that's really stupid.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I mean, it's, if you really think about it, it's very unfair because, like, those people have had their life. Like, I'm being like very practical. I'm not trying to be rude or I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything. But those people have had a good life. Like, they've had
Halloween special is old people. Yeah. Oh God,
old people are
going to hell. Yeah.
Well, we were gonna go to hell anyway, so never mind.
Oh yeah, totally.
the stuff we've done. But yeah, like I feel like a lot of times they just like, one problem that I have with old people, like if I saw someone who's older and they're struggling with something, like I'm always the first person to jump in and help them. But I hate it when old people feel like, feel privileged, like they feel like, oh, because I'm older, everyone has to help me, everyone has to listen to me, everyone has to give up their life to fucking make me happy. I just can't relate to that. It's, you know, like, that's something that I have a problem with. Like, fine, if I will help you if you need help, but be thankful at least, you know, at least have the sense to say thanks. Yeah, I feel like with in-law especially, it's like, oh yeah, we gave birth to a son, so we're literally goddesses. Like, you should worship us. Like, if we didn't give birth to a son, you wouldn't be married. Like, that's not how it works. Like, if you didn't give birth to your son, that's your life. Yeah, your husband would have killed you, or like maybe remarried. I don't know.
Ew, that's not specific at all. Yeah. Oh, I love how you know we are not specific at all.
Yeah, it's all about generalizing here.
Yeah, totally. Oh man.
But you know this what I hilarious. Mean?
Like, yeah, I totally like, do.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, I mean, feeling goes for like sister-in-laws as well. They are just like, oh yeah, like we're keeping your brother happy. We're having sex with him, so you should like respect me, and you should.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, weird. I mean,
I think people have caught on by now that we are.
But yeah, totally. Oh my god, we are having the most scariest Halloween ever since the last month, especially. And the whole of October was Halloween, I think, for both of us. And something's wrong. I think it's like, I don't know, Pluto is in retrograde or something. I thought Satan was a planet. How dumb I am. Anyways, I don't know why I said Satan. But yeah, Pluto, or most probably your anus is in retrograde. And
are you sure it's not the other way around? Retrograde isn't in your
retrograde. Yeah, it's the same thing. So basically, I don't know, your anus is in retrograde or retrograde is in your anus, it's Halloween.
It definitely feels like.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Just laughing at my own jokes.
Yeah, so basically, we are having the worst Halloween or the best Halloween. I don't know what to call it because it's supposed to be really scary and terrible and horrible. So maybe it's the best Halloween that we are ever having in our lifetimes. So this October was shitty. So
this lifetime was shitty for me.
it's 31st, and you know, maybe November would be better. We say that on the last day of every month. I have a feeling. Deja vu.
Shane's makeup's coming out tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. I wanted to buy. I'm not gonna buy it. I love him, but. His makeup scares me. Like, I was so down for it. I wanted to buy it. I've been following the documentary and everything. And, you know, like, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to buy, like, everything. Like, his lipsticks and his mini palette and the controversy palette and everything. The conspiracy. But it just feels and looks too Illuminati-ish. I'm scared.
Oh, really?
Have you seen it? Have you seen, the box and everything?
I have.
It's, like, full of... Yeah, it's full of pyramids and eyes and ooh.
Oh, that ways. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't get too affected by it because, I knew. Oh, my God, I should have thought about it. You would get really affected by it because you're really into this stuff. And you, you know, you remember what you read and learn. So even I have read about all these things, but I don't know. I don't care somehow.
And I mean, I'm like one of those people. Like, honestly, I've been, like, thinking about all his past videos and stuff. And you know how much he used to talk about Illuminati, right? And then do you remember, like, he did a video with Garrett and what's the other guy? Drew. Garrett, Drew, and Shane, they did a video. I don't know if you've seen it. But in that video, they, like, it was a joke. Like, it was supposed to be a joke. They were laughing and everything. And they signed a contract, which they downloaded from
internet. I remember that. Oh, my. I remember that. And I think the table was on fire at the end of the thing.
Yeah, what, something
did
like
they
that
do that on purpose, or something went wrong? I'm not clear about it. I have not
happened.
really delved into it. I have no idea about it. And I think you're really well read and you really believe in it. So it'll be great if
Yes,
you can
because
educate me.
I do
Yeah.
like to like link everything to concepts in different religions. And
Shudder.
yeah, why not? It's
Why
Halloween for
they'll
God's
not?
sake.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, just to like put this out there, but have you seen Shane do another video about Illuminati's after he signed that contract? And now he comes
I
up with
don't
this contract.
remember.
Yeah, and now he comes up with this palette, which is literally full of like even the stamps are like pyramids and eyes and everything, and then his like whole photo shoot was like in front of eyes, and him and Jeffrey are both sitting on a pyramid. And like I love Jeffrey as well, please don't come for me. But conspiracy theories and everything about regarding Illuminati's and like you know how all the musicians are involved in it and everything. But after that, he's not like correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he's made a single video where he's actually like spoken about it. Like yeah, fine. If like someone makes a comment, he just laughs at it. Oh yeah, blah blah person's an Illuminati, and he's like ha 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 yeah, but it's just a conspiracy, you know. But he never actually
Didn't really
talks
delve
about.
into it.
Yeah, so he doesn't like sound that keen on talking about this topic. I could be wrong. I could just be making this up, but I just feel like it's just for me, it's too much of a coincidence that you know he signed the contract and he said, "Oh yeah, I want to join the Illuminati." Then you know he just went quiet after that on that front. He was doing other stuff, and whatever he's doing, he's been very successful, to be honest. Like putting what four videos, five videos in a year, and he's still earning. I don't know however much he's earning. Like any other channel would have died by now, but his channel didn't die. I mean, fine. People love him. I love him as well. Like, I mean, I do watch out for his videos, even if he's like uploading after months and months and months. I would still wait for it. I would still watch it. But now he's doing this makeup palette, which is, you know, it's just full of symbols and stuff, and it's just making me a bit uncomfortable. So
And
yeah.
getting people excited about it. You know what I
Yes,
mean?
yes. So, I mean, even Shane himself mentioned it in one of his videos that the whole idea is that you know it was like it was something about like the media using its power to make people get used to stuff so that when it actually happens in real life, it's not so much of a big thing. So, like, we used to think, oh yeah, you know, aliens and this and that, and then you know everyone's showing aliens on TV. If you see aliens now, we get curious about it. You know, like ET, for example, like he uses it.
Easing everybody into it,
Exactly.
you know?
So, I mean, if I had a palette with like, you know, like all these symbols on it, and then the next day I get a letter through the post, I'm just gonna get excited about it. I'll be like, oh yeah, I wanna give it a try. I'll see what it's like. You know, it's just making you used to these things so that when it actually happens, you don't get uncomfortable, you don't get freaked out. And you're kind of like a lot more accepting towards this. I don't know. I could be
So
wrong.
are you trying to say that this is prepping everybody, prepping the masses for the main takeover or some event like that?
I think Shane's probably doing his part, just like Beyoncé and all the other musicians do their parts by using all these symbols in their concerts, on their album covers, and everything. A lot of the movies do that. I just feel like he's just doing his part. I'm not saying like a takeover is going to happen soon, but when it does, he's kind of like taking part in it. He's kind of, you know, paid whatever favor was given to him. He's kind of paid them back somehow. I don't know.
I wanted to vent and bitch in this episode. I thought Halloween is like a great day to do that, and you know, you totally took
Sorry.
that away from me, and now I'm scared, and you turned it into really, some serious shit about Illuminati and like real Halloween talk. I'm not ready for that, but it was very
Yeah.
juicy, I must say.
Yeah, I mean it's
So
just a
thank you, but
conspiracy
I'm
theory, guys.
angry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean but I mean just like Shane says, it's just a conspiracy theory. It's like obviously it's just me sitting here just guessing things, but it could be I could be right, I could be wrong. Well, I'm probably wrong, but still
I
something to
totally
think about.
lapped up the videos they released. Totally.
Yeah.
I totally lap, lap, lap. All of it.
I know. Same. It
Damn
was
it.
good though. It was awesome.
It was awesome. We've been
Yeah.
brainwashed. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
So we'll talk about this more because I want to understand what it's all about. I don't really get it. And I haven't really, you know, tried to know about it or what's going on. We should have another episode where you really tell me and, you know, anybody else. Because everyone talks about it, but nobody really explains it from the scratch. So, you know, you need to tell me more about Illuminati and symbols and symbology and Inferno and Dan Brown or whatever it is, because I have zero clue. And I'm sure there are people out there who know about it as much as I do. I have heard about words and things, but I don't really know how it started. And, you know, I just take it for entertainment. I don't really see it as something serious, but I know there are a lot of people out there who really, really believe that it is nothing to joke about. So I would like to know that side of the story, which I think you would be the best person to do. So it should be fun.
It becomes more scary when you mix religion into it. And it becomes more scary, but also makes a lot more sense.
Would you be mixing religion with it? Because that shit scares me. Cults, yes, religions, Bibles.
It would make a lot more sense if you were thinking about the religious side of things. I mean, obviously, like, we don't have to believe in the same thing. But, you know, the basics are the same. Just like every other religious stuff. Basics are the same. Minor
just like in Black Magic.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm scared. Thank you. I was wishing everybody Happy Halloween. And now I'm like, it's Halloween. Run, hide under the blankets. Bye. So...
Oh, God. But don't be scared. It's okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure Sam has got nothing to do with it. He's just stuck with our relatives and families.
Did I just hear a knock? No, I didn't.
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. Don't scare me.
No, I just thought... Anyway, okay. Anyway, if I'm like still alive, we'll record another episode.
Yes, so, we will.
Oh my, this was supposed to be a venting session. You ruined it.
Sorry.
I'm scared.
I'm just so excited about Shane's.
I think somebody knocked again. Oh my.
Oh, maybe it's just like my floorboards creaking because I live in an old house.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. So
thankfully,
let's
house, but not haunted.
Oh, great. I think mine is an old house, but I think it's haunted as well by people. So, which is worse.
Yeah.
True. So we'll talk about this next time because I'm like super excited. I'm scared and I'm crying. And I'm also waiting for Shane's next video. So it's like mixed emotions. Totally.
Yes. But I just want to wish everyone a happy Halloween. Hope you can stay away from the people demons, not the demons. If that makes sense.
Yeah, too late for that because now I'm thinking about people demons and demons and the Illuminati demons as well, if there's such a thing, because I have no idea. It's
but we'll clarify
horrible.
Everything.
All right then, take care.
Bye.